بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a new episode from the Good Companion that we discuss Islam 101. And we have Sheikh Muhammad Arafa answer our questions here about the Muslim character. Sheikh Muhammad, Jazakallah khair. The first question we have here, what are the attributes of the Muslim character?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Wa ashadu anna qad balagha ar-risala wa adda al-amana wa nasaha al-umma. Wa jahada fi sabilillah haqqa jihadi hatta ataa Allah al-yaqeen. The Muslim character is the behavior in general of the Muslim, that it, the attributes of the personality of the Muslim that he is known by it. And basically the attributes of this character, they are basics, and they don't belong to a certain culture or a certain time, but belong to everybody believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and applied the Quran and the Sunnah in their life. Basically, the Muslim character consists of five major attributes. The first attribute, it's called the Muslim conscious. And the second attribute is the piety. And the third attribute is the ethics, the Muslim ethics. And the fourth attribute is the ability to promote good and to fight evil according to the teaching of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fifth attribute is to have all the time the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acceptance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, that he will accept you and accept your deed.
So what's the Muslim conscious?
Okay. Basically, the Muslim conscious means that the person is able to identify according to the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah what is right, what is lawful, and do it and follow it, and do the best to do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to be able to identify what is forbidden and what is all the acts that should not be done or said, and do the best to avoid them and not do them as an act to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, he's in a state of zikrillah, or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time make the person alert, not in a state of ghafla, suspend or absent-minded. So he will be able and have the strength to identify what is right and follow it, and identify what's wrong and avoid it.
Now, what is the piety in Islam?
Okay, piety, it means, in the generic meaning of the word piety, it means taking a shield against harm. So when you say taqwa Allah, that means you are taking shield against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anger. And to do that, to take that shield against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anger, have a certain attribute, a certain character in it. The first character of it is to khashyatillah. Khashyatillah, it means having the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the submission that it is based on love, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to obey Him and to try to please Him. And at the same time, you are afraid enough of Him, not taken for granted, and you don't dare to disobey. Also, part of the taqwa is that you apply the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah in your life, not to follow your own convenience, and you don't follow habits and cultures and traditions, but you live your life according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. Also, another element of taqwa is accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree in your life. Nothing happening in your life or mine or any person's life, but it meant it to be. So the only thing we need to find out about these things is to accept it, because we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, His wisdom and His kindness, and we need to find out where is the hidden mercy in it. And it is not important what you got. More important is what you do with what you got. Also, another element of the piety is to be getting ready to leave. And I mean by leave is death. We all know death, but not all of us getting ready for it. So, being knowing that you will die, feeling that you're going to die, feeling that every second of your life getting you closer to your end, makes you set a different priority, makes you be more alert to what can benefit you and what can harm you, and to will take things more serious, and you will find out the way that you look at things is completely different. So, because when you die, you want to get the best out of this life, you want to do the best that you can to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to minimize the disadvantage that you can get out of this life. And we all know that when it comes to death, we are not able to control neither the place or the time or even how. But there is one thing we can control, is if you commit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that death will never surprise you when you are in a state of disobedience to Allah.
Now, what are the Islamic ethics and etiquettes?
The ethics, they are a credential. It will develop in the person, personality, in the person, in the person's soul. And these are a development that it happened in the person himself during his life and during his reaction and reaction with others. And basically the ethics here is the ability to know everyone you deal with in your life rights and give it to him and to do the best to give it to him the way that it's supposed to. Like the way that you, the ethics is how to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to deal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to deal with the Quran, how to deal with all the people that interface with your life, your parents, your wife, your husband, children, neighbors, work environment, or whatever there is, you need to do it by ethics. And the ethics here is, we have the role model for our ethics is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The next question, what is the meaning of promoting good and fighting evil?
Okay, promoting good and fighting evil basically means that you have the ability to identify what is good, and you do it, and you promote it, and you try to help others to discover it, and you help others to apply it. And also, the evil things, you are having the ability to know it and to apply it in your life and to promote others to stop it. And this, what is good and what is bad, is according to the teaching of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Now we reach the end of this episode, and inshallah we'll meet you again in another one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اعتقد ان ده كان اسهل شويه مش كده؟ ما كنت حابب اتعلم بقى.
خليها 10 دقائق 11 دقيقه 12 دقيقه ماكسيمم.
ان شاء الله.
واحنا ان شاء الله هنخلي ايه الواتس هوب الله تعالى ميرسي و واتس هاو ذا مسج اوف اسلام ديفلوبد ذا مسلم كاركتر.
خليها حضرتك عايز تسال اسئله عايز تسالها في ايه؟
السؤال اللي بعديه هيبقى اللي واتس هوب اوف الله تعالى ميرسي. هذا اللي احنا ما كملناهوش
يعني. اي بالظبط كده
بالظبط. ونضيف عليه برضه دول
طيب.
السؤالين دول
يمكن نعمل طيب كلام كويس جدا. انا ممكن ابتدي على طول بيها بان انا في اللي هي من التقوى او من معالم الشخصيه انها بتتمتع بكذا وكذا 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 وندخل العنصر ده ونكمل عليه.
اللي هو الله تعالى ميرسي.
اي لحظه واحده لحظه واحده. No, stop. I'm out somehow. Okay. أنا عايز بس اللي كمان لفوق عشان أبتدي معكم المقدمة. وبعدين نحول على التاني بإذن الله. عايز أتأكد إن أنا بتحول بسهولة. طيب تفضل حضرتك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The new episode of the Good Companion with the Islam 101. With us Sheikh Muhammad Arafa. We answer questions about the Islamic Muslim character. مرحبا بك شيخ محمد. Now the question is what's the hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy?
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Okay, we're still in the subject of the Muslim character and the attribute of this character. And in the last session, we talked about the as a component of this character, we talked about that it has the conscious development of the conscious according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. It has the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It follows the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in makarim al-akhlaq, which is the ethics. Follow the ethics of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, able to promote good and fight evil according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah, and have the hope all the time, in a state of hope, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy and acceptance. And maybe that's one of the issues that we really have to pay attention to, because in a lot of times we do things and we take for granted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. But in reality, we have to do the best so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. And we not only do the best so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. So we are not dealing here with a bank, or we are dealing with debit and credit. We are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gave us the best, and He deserves to have the best. So all the time, there's going to be a lot of shortcomings, and we have to be in a state of humiliation and a state of submission and seeking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Inshallah, our teacher.
The next question is, how the message of Islam develops the Muslim's character?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in what it called al-fitrah. Al-fitra, or the human being nature. And the human being nature, if you leave it as is, you will see that what motivated to act or to react, it is very similar to the nature of the animal. But what to develop it and to make it a nature of a human being, knows what is the right to do and what is wrong to not to do, is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the role of the message in our life. So when we have this fitrah, and the person will accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will study and understand the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will know what is right to do and what is wrong to not to do, and will establish the relationship with his Creator. And if these things will get developed, what we will have the conscience. So the person will do and stop doing based on the teaching of the Holy Quran by himself, not afraid of anybody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once the person started to move, or to move from the stage of the fitrah to the stage of having the conscience, he will start to improve what he is doing according to the teaching of the Quran and the teaching and the Sunnah. And he will end up doing makar al-amal al-salih. He will start to do the good deed. And instead of asking himself, what's in it for me before he do anything, he will start to ask, is that going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Is that lawful or not? Do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept or not? So here there is a change, and he started to develop what it called al-amal al-salih, or the good deed. Once the human being started to do the good deed here, and he keep understanding the message, he try to perfect and to try to do better and to try to grow up, you know, there are intuitions inside him, and what it called malaka or inside intuition will get developed in him, and this is what it called makarim al-akhlaq. Akhlaq is the ethics in the human being, and once these ethics like the patience, mercy, forgiveness, all of these things, it does not develop in the human being in a day and night. It needs a long time, it needs experience, and it needs the challenges, and it needs a lot of encouragement, and so on and so forth. Once the person started to do the amal al-salih and started to have makarim al-akhlaq, and he's still following the message, you will find out most of what he does in his life fit his nature, and he is doing what he knows that it is right, not what he or she think they are right. And that's lead after that to a level of a confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, do and don't do. And that's include, so in this stage we get to the submission, like the example that I gave, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, was qala lahu rabbuhu aslim qala aslamtu li rabbil alamin. That means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him submit, he submitted. And also we have another example at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, ladina qalu sami'na wa ata'na, we hear, we obey. And also al-inqiyat, that means once you are in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have in a confident submission, with confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge, and you're still following the message, you end up with the al-ridha. Al-ridha is satisfaction, self-contained. So in this case, or that stage, which is, that's the purpose of the development of the in this life, you have a person dealing with others with makarim al-akhlaq, with the best ethics. That means he knows their rights and he is giving it to them by the best ways that he can. And inside, he got the satisfaction and he got the acceptance, that because he knows what he is doing, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is working only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Muhammad. With this, we end our episode this time, and inshallah, we'll see you next time with a good companion and Islam 101. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.